want to mention that there's a Rivash that says that this concept that I know the Maisa Belos Abil is Nus is if somebody is not doing an Isser. But let's say the guy divorced his wife and he's living with her while she's a Nida. So obviously, his Nus is not a major factor in him. He's willing to live with her as a Nida. So why would she think? Why would we think that he doesn't want to make his Belos Abil his Nus? He wants to remarry her. He's living with a Nida. So anybody that's not keeping the Torah anyway, we don't say, that is, the Rivash says on this Gemara, by the Halacha of Ein Adam Maisa B'Los Abilus Nus. It's only a person that's from, and he's married to her, we say Mistama wants to remarry her instead of making a Bilus Nus. But if he's not from, the Raya is, he's living with his wife Anita, and I'm not talking about a guy that doesn't know better, I'm talking about a guy that knows better. We don't say that Halacha of Ein Adam Maisa B'Los Abilus Nus. I had a story, I will say this story. There's a machloikas from Meish and Rav Henkin, and this ain't not the Meish to Belos to Bilas Nus. The Rav Henkin has a paskin the halacha, and Rav Henkin is Rav Henkin, doesn't need my askama. That a woman who is married through a pasula marriage, no kosher edim, right? But they lived like husband and wife, is considered a nashesish. Because most people will not live with their wife when they're marrying, even though their marriage is not sanctified by the Torah, they didn't follow the rules. But the fact that they're married is a right that they don't meet a bilismus. And mamela, living together is the act of kedushin, and the fact that everybody knows they're living like husband and wife for a long time is a right that married, and everybody has a look of an ashesish. If she doesn't get a gap and she remarries, Rachman al-Litvan, the kids are mamzerim. That's Rav Henkin's suck. Came along to Rav Meisha, and he said that Ein Adam Maisa B'Los Abil Is Nus does not apply because they're not from, and they're either all the other Yisurim. So why would we think that they're, and therefore Rav Meisha paskins, that a woman who does not receive a get but did not have a kosher kedushin, there were Adam Sulam, and again, the one case that I was involved in, the Adam were brothers. They were the two witnesses, her brother and his brother. Wonderful. They're not kosher edim. So it wasn't a kosher kedushin. So you don't need a get, b'di'evet. And therefore, if they get married, the kids are not mamzerim, they're allowed to get married. That's Rabbi Shisak. So I was once in South Haven, Michigan, and I got a call from a lady that Rabbi first told her to call me to ask her whether she can get remarried. I thought it was very funny. So why is he telling me to call me? So I called him up. So he said, because Rabbi Shah writes in his tshuva that this heter is only for people that keep tires and mishpacha. If the woman doesn't keep tires and mishpacha, not to rely on this heter. Meaning if she won't keep tires and mishpacha from now and on, you shouldn't paskin this heter. And he said, this woman's not going to keep tires and mishpacha, so I can't paskin for her to get married. So I said, so why just send it to me? So he said, I want you to call Reb David Feinstein. He'll be mater. And you can therefore tell her she's mater. So I called Reb David Feinstein to the payphone in MTJ. To the payphone. He came to the payphone. And I told him the Shaila, this lady wants to get married. She didn't have a kosher kedushin. He said, my father said it's mater. So I said, but the Rishiva's father only said it's mater if she's going to keep tires of Mishmacha. He said, it's okay. She can get married. So I said, but he said, my father meant, if she won't keep tithes and mishpacha, why would she be asking the question? So Mistama, if she's asking the question, I said, but that's not what it says. So he said, but that's what my father meant. End of story. I called up the lady, and I told her that Rabbi David Feinstein told me that his father, Rabbi Moses Feinstein, would say she's allowed to get married, which is exactly what Rabbi first wanted to happen, because he didn't want to paskin that way, but he knew Rabbi David Feinstein would paskin that way. So he sent me to Reb David. Then I said that woman, I don't think I ever got married, but that's not the point here. Okay, Dr. Mishnah.
How did Rebbe get the phone number to the payphone?
I had probably called Rabbi Cohn's brother-in-law, I believe, who gave me the number of the payphone to get a hold of Reb David Feinstein, who came to the payphone, which is the Kiddush. He's sitting there, he came to the payphone in the hall to answer the Shiloh. It's like amazing to think about it, but that's how he did it. You called him to the payphone. Can I speak to the receiver? He said, 1 minute. They went to the base mattress. He said, there's a phone call for the receiver on the payphone. He went to the payphone.
Did It's easier to call the yeshiva and have the secretary go get him.
I'm just telling you what happened. That's how he answered questions. He called them to the paper. Okay. Zakti Gemara. I think we finished the Mishnah, and we're starting the Gemara. We're talking about a get kareach. My time in a get kareach. Why did Chazal say that if the get is a bald spot, which means one of the ksharim does not have an aid, why does it say that it is pasul? Gzeirim shem kochav. We're afraid that the husband will want many more aidim. He'll say to a room full of people or to five people, I want you all to sign. And because he insists on that, that makes, without that, the get's not kosher. The fact that there's an extra fold leads us to believe that it might have been kochav. Therefore, we don't want any open folds. Whereas if it's filled in, it's not open, it's not a problem. So we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, who you can use to fill in those folds. Benana said, everybody, hakoil. And Rebbe Kiva said, only kroivim who are kosher ate them elsewhere. But not people who are pasul for everything, like a goslin, like an eved. We mentioned yesterday there's a machloikis hakoilim, would bananas be makshur a woman or not? Let's not negate the sugya. Zok the Gemara bait. Get kareach, hakoil mashlim imala. Frek the Gemara. Rebbe Kiva, my time. Makiva Evid, my time in life. Why doesn't Rebbe Kiva want to use an Evid? What difference does it make? A Karev is just as possible as an Evid, right? It's not that in any way a Karev's Adis is more acceptable than an Evid is. And if we're going to allow a Karev, that means you're allowing non kosher Adim. So what difference does it make what non kosher aid you allow? The answer is, the Askel Mamer Kosher Adis. Because in the back of our mind, we are afraid. If we're going to let an Evid fill in on that empty spot, people will say, oh, he's freed. He's not an Evid. He's Karchalatus. Or they'll say an Evid is Karchalatus. So Karav Nami also the name of Karchalatus. Manushak, if you're afraid that people will mistake that he's Karchalatus, so why aren't you afraid by a relative that people will think relatives are Karchalatus? Ella Evid Ainu Taima, Dilma Asil Asukali Yuxin. We're not afraid of the Karchalatus. We're afraid that people will use the fact that he signed to assume that he's free and marry Jewish girl will marry him. And that's usher. There's an other problem we're worried about by an Evid. Not the Adus, but the fact that his signature might lead people to believe that he's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Goslin, the Bar Yochsin on this kasher, but by Goslin there's no other fear except that people will think he's Karchalatus. So what's the difference between a Goslin and a Karev? Alam Matanan, why did we learn in the Mishnah? And the Diyak is, Karavin, Gazman Loi. Only a Karav, not a Gazman. And for the Gemara, no, you're right.
What's the question on the
Gazman? Question is, I can understand the difference between a Karav and an Evid, because an Evid might mislead you for something else, but a Gazman won't make any misleading for anything else. People will think a Gazlan is kosher for Adis. They'll think a Karev is kosher for Adis. Why is a Karev more kosher to fill it in than a Gazlan? What mistake will you make? Meaning, if the fear is Yuchsin, that's limited to Evan. If the fear is Adis, the same fear of a Gazlan being kosher for Adis is a Karev being kosher for Adis. What's the difference? And for the Gemara. And for the Gemara. It's an Adis worry. We're not worried about Yuchsin. We're worried about Adis. We don't want an Evid to sign because people will think he's Kashal Adis. We want a Goslin to sign because people will think he's Kashal Adis. So why aren't we worried about Karav? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Goslin and Evid can change their status. A Karav can't change his status. And therefore, by an Evid, we're not afraid that people will use him for marriage. We're not afraid that people will say an Evid's Kushalatus. But we're afraid people will say he's no longer an Evid and he can sign Shtaris. And a Goslin is no longer a Goslin. He can rectify the shame Goslin. There's a way to do tshuva. Goslin, Nami Aslamema tshuva. Karav Maikalamema. What are you going to say about Karev? Now, the truth is, a Karev, unfortunately, can be rectified. He can become a non-Karev if it's through a marriage, right? There's different kinds of Karevim. But the bottom line is, everybody knows he's still related. It's something that it's easily ascertainable. Karev, kulam yadid the karev. Believe me, you're afraid of. That he got the boy? We have no reason to believe that. The karev, and Eved, nobody knows what happens to Eved when he got freed or not. Nobody knows if a gazel did tshuva or not. A relative, everybody knows. He's a relative. He's his brother-in-law. I mean, that's just the way it is. Or a brother. Bachi. Karev nami kashaladis. Asilame mikashaladis. The half minute of Gemara. Element of Maksha Bekarav. If Rebbe Kiva is allowing a Karav, it's Mamina Beki and Shibim Lesedis. People know him Lesedis. So why are we worried about Eved? Everybody knows Eved is possible. The answer is the first answer, Lasuka Leyuchsen, Amri, Bedak Seminu, Begin to love Eved. They'll think he's not an Eved, the Yavale Batsi
Sho. But
again, we're proving from Goslin that that's not the reason. And nobody's saying it's not a fear. But we're saying, you see from Goslin that there's more to it here. And once there's more to it here, you don't need that. It's not comparable. The Evidi can remember Shakura Shakurai. Meaning, Afilu Hamakir Maisishu Evid. Even people who knew he was an Evid. And they know Hilkasaitis. Asilakshur Laitis. The army made Aksamin and Sinu made Aksamuhu. Since they put him on the star, Shmamina Shakurai Mare, his master freedom. The King Gosselin also the Maimon made Aksamuhu, Shmamina Tshuva of it. Masha'en came by Karev. What is the fear? Therefore, we can trust to put on a Karev, not an Evid, and not a Gosselin, according to Rebbe Kiva. And Bananas is not afraid. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Bar Shulta, Amar Rab Nunasava, Amar Rab Anabahava. Get Kareach, Sharav Shiva, the Edu Shisha. A Get Kareach, which has sevenfold and only six witnesses. Shisha, the Edu Chamisha. Six, and has folds and five witnesses. Chamisha, the Edu Habab. Five folds and four witnesses. Abab, Edu Shlosha. Atkar, Machlojus, Bananas, or Makiva. That's the Machlojus. Avo, Sharav Shloishav Eidav Shnayim, Divri HaKarei Mashlim Malav HaLakarav. Mashenkein, if you have three folds and two Eidim, then you can only use a Karav, and this will be explained. Let me explain the background to this Gemara. A Get Mekusher needs three Eidim, minimum. Unlike a regular star that only needs two Eidim, minimum, a Get Mekusher needs three Eidim, minimum. So the Gemara is saying, we want to know why in a minute, but the Gemara is saying that the third aid can't be a puzzle, according to anybody. It can be a relative, but it can't be a gospel or an Eved. Mashenke, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, can be an aid, is a Machloikas, Menanis, or a Mekiva, who he can be. But number three is more important to us than all that.
It can be a relative?
Yes, that's why we're learning the Gemara. Right, obviously the Gemara is going to zero in on this. That's why we're learning this Gemara. Just want to point out that some Rishonim want to paskin that a Get Mekusher can't have more than seven folds. Because why did the Gemara start with the number seven Ksharim? Well, it says seven and six and six and five and five and four and four and three. So they want to bring a Raya that seven folds is the maximum fold you're allowed to have. Others want to say, not a Raya. Just picking a number. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Zog to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zera L'Rabbi Bar Shilta. Michti. Let us see. Kol Shloisha B'Mekusher Kishnayim B'Pashatami. Three by a Mekusher is like two in a regular one. Meaning there's a requirement to have three. It's not just to fill in a blank. You need three. So Mahasim Karav Loi, Avon Karav Loi. So why should we allow a relative? This is a necessary aid. This is part of the takon of Get Mekusher. So why are we allowing a relative? Amrlai. So Rabbi answered him. Avu didi kashali. I had the same question. Ushilta Rav Nuna. I asked Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna asked about a Baba. Right? Because you notice, Zaira quoted this from Rabbi Bar Shilta, who quoted it from Rav Nuna, who quoted it from Rabbi Baba. Rav Zaira then asked Rabbi, what's shot and what you told me? Rabbi said, I asked Rav Nuna, who told it to me. And Rav Nuna asked Rabbi Abba, who told it to him. The Amalai, Hanach L'Shloishim M'Kusher, the Lav D'Raisa. Because even though it's necessary, it's still not biblical. And therefore, since it's not biblical, we allow some leeway, but not the same that we would allow for 4, 5, 6, and 7. Because the mice said it's more necessary, and it's necessary. So even bananas is stricter over here. It only allows a karav. That's what it's saying, Rashi. Not Rashi. Eim ha-shlimim olof shlishi pasul of a kusher, a karav. The get makusher tzarek shlosh eidim. A get makusher needs to be eidim. Kavina repair, get pashen. Rabbanon tekes, shema b'tayet kach, shlayim tzugim eidim inuach kasei. The reason they need three eidim is the same reason we made get makusher. Slow the process. Go look for a third aid. Takes longer. Finding three eidim takes longer than finding two eidim. Again, it's all part of the process. Let's slow it down. And they threw things in to slow it down. Kol shleishim mekusher, even the ikre begimel, the takana is you need three, kishnayim bebashadami. But my makshur is karev. So why are you being makshur karev? Zakta Gemara. Answer is, because since it's more necessary, since it's only rabbinic, they allowed a karev, but there they did not allow a puzzle. There they did not allow a puzzle. I'm not sure why. Does Arsko say why? Why this is different? The Maisa were allowing a karev. So why would Bananas now allow an Evan? It's not like he's worried, because he wasn't worried for 4, 5, 6, and 7. Terence is that only thing I can think of is that by a karev, at least he's a kosher aid elsewhere. Whereas the other two are not kosher aid him elsewhere. So Mabela, we were more makel by a karev than the third one.
He's not asking to
pay,
is he? I mean, once you get
that
first two.
No, the Rabbanon required a third witness. But the third witness does not have to reach the bar of the regular witnesses.
But can he give edus if necessary on this get?
Well, he is.
By signing it, he's giving.
He has to be there. He can't be called in later to fill in the blank. Number 4, 5, 6, and 7 can be called in later to fill in the blanks. He has to be there.
If another basin has to check out this available get.
We're going to talk about that. Let's leave the Gemara, yes. Can't hear you. An Evet's kasha laid is Isha. An Isha's kasha laid is Isha. We don't allow that. We don't allow that. I don't know. If he put an Evan on as number 4, 5, 6, or 7, bananas, according to a mayor who holds that it's a Vlad Mamzer.
Yes. So once you have three, even though
they're other
blank, it's still a kosher get?
You can't leave it blank. That's get kareach.
But you can fill it in afterwards and it becomes not
correct, kareach? Because the whole reason is gzera. We're afraid that people will think there were more edim necessary because the guy said kumchav. And it's not a fear now. It's a fear that 10 years from now we'll look at the get and say, how do we know he did it right? So we fill in names, and then we don't have to worry about it. Again. The whole reason to get Kareach is puzzle. Why do we care if there's an empty fold? As long as you have your three witnesses, who needs six witnesses? Why did the Mishnah say you can't leave a fold empty? So the Gemara said right at the beginning of the Gemara, my timer, Gzeirim Mishum Kuchat. We're afraid the guy said, I want everybody to sign. If not, why did they make so many folds? The cipher looked around. He heard the husband said he wants everybody to sign. There were six people in the room, so he made six folds. And then only four signed.
And that's only by the Shashas by Kusher. Because it's get
there's no indication.
Why would you have an indication? It's a regular star with two Adam.
Yeah.
Here, the extra folds set off an alarm. Therefore, we want it filled in.
What stops him from signing some other guy's name? Anyone could sign.
You can fill in
Joe Schmo without
Five Kuchen.
Like,
oh, okay. You need Joe Schmo to sign. It's his signature. You can't sign somebody else's name.
Who's Kuchen? Who's Kuchen? I don't know Kuchen. You see a couple of blanks, those guys are right. Let's say, do me a favor, just sign here. You know, like.
Again, he didn't say Kuchen. We're worried that 10 years from now, somebody's going to say, why are there extra folds? Must be he said Kuchen. He didn't. We know he didn't.
If he didn't, so why are there so many folds?
That's what people are going to say 10 years from now. In this case, we know there were three Adam here, they made five folds, and they four folds, and there were only three Adam. We know it's a kosher get. Why did Chazal say you can't use this get? And according to a mayor, if she gets married with this get, her kids are mamzerim. Why? It's a kosher get. We're afraid that 10 years from now, Rashi's lashon was, where is it? In the Mishnah, in the Rashi Hakol Maslimim Olav, Rashi says, "Shemek sheyetzel la'achar zman," but it'll go out after a time later on. The peasant yivsulu. She swore him. They'll think that he had as many Adam as folds. We know it's kosher. Because I were afraid that 10 years from now there'll be a major problem. So they puzzled it. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Yes.
Further up on the page, Rabbi Isby answers what you answered as far as what there was between the Korov and the slaying of the Gazmon, which is that the Korov is not the Korov is something unmistakable which cannot change or appear to change
right.
Status.
By regular kuchen, right? Regular fed question, right? Are there folds?
No.
Okay, so what if you have folds here, why would you?
Why is the cipher making more folds than necessary? And why more than necessary? He has to make a get mekusher. He was told to write a get mekusher. He knows that Adam is the three Adam, and they signed in the folds. He should make three folds. Why is he complicating matters and sewing it up a fifth time? Or a fourth time? So we know the answer. He did it anyway. We who are here know the answer. No, the answer is he been in my midst. He just did it. That's all. No reason. Again. The requirement is threefold. That's the way they said to make the get. We're in the room here, and the guy wrote five, made four folds. The cipher. He's the one that makes the folds.
Does he make it dependent on what the guy tells you to do?
Again, he was told to write a get mekusher. He decided to do four folds. One is left empty.
Right.
We know it's a good... Completely, I finished. We know it's a good get. 10 years from now, a bezel will question the get. They'll say, why is there a fourth fold? So in order to avoid that, Chazal said, do not leave a fold empty.
There's a fold there.
That's why we fill it in.
Meaning, it's not good making a regular get.
We're only talking about this get.
No, a regular get.
A regular get has no folds.
Right, that's right. So why is Kuchen part of this process?
Again, a guy walked into a room. Listen, a guy walked into a room, a Kayan. He walked
what?
Into a room, a Kayan walked into a room, and he said to the cipher, I need a get written, and I want all these people here to sign.
So the cipher looks around. He goes, Ashiya es amecha avarech es. There are five people that he wants to sign. I better make five folds, because five people have to sign. 1 8 per fold. So since this husband is insisting that he wants everybody in this room to sign, I have to make five folds. Meanwhile, one of the guys had to do carpool. Stuck in line. He only had four signatures. It would be a puzzle to get, because the husband insisted on five. He didn't have to insist on five. He did. Now, we're not worried about that usually because we're in the room and we know what happened. But 10 years from now, Bezin's going to say he was stuck in carpool, therefore he didn't sign, and therefore we have a puzzle again. So we don't want that to happen. So we say, do not leave a fold empty. That's all. It was not Kulchem. If it would be Kulchem, it would not be Pasim Deraisa. He didn't say Kulchem. Now, in a regular get, when we see it 10 years from now, we have no idea what happened 10 years before. Why should we imagine that he had more people in mind? There's nothing to create a red flag. There's no boy, but there's no reason. It's a great get. An extra fold raises a red flag in a bezin 10 years from now. Yes.
Every signature on there has to be there during the whole process. They can't just watch see their two lines, right? They can't see all the previous lines as well.
Again, those real Adam.
The real Adam.
Yeah. Three of them. Those, if you would say Kulchem, all five would have to see it. So they fill in people, they don't have to see it. They're not really Adam.
They could just see the one line. Not even
they don't have to see anything. They're asked to sign to fill in the blank.
So why can't they do it after they can?
Who said they can't? But they can't do it 10 years later. Again, before it goes out, then people will see a red flag. Before she gets, we need this get to be valid with Rabbanan. Rabbanan insisted no empty folds.
Okay, can those signatures be done after the get was given to the lady?
I don't know. I don't think. I would say not. I would say included in the insistence is that it be filled in before.
What will be 10 years from now? The basin will say, why is it blank? And because they'll think that it was a... It wasn't a true get?
No, they'll think that he insisted on more signatures, and then it's not a good get. Because if the husband said, I want everybody to sign, and they didn't, it's not a good get. Dr. Gemarvite, Yosef Masni Kusher. Rav Yosef said that you need a third aid to be Kusher. Can't even be a relative. The first three of them have to be Kusher. Frank to Gemarvite, Tanya Karev. The Brisa said Karev. Amar Abba Matani Kasher. Rabbi Yosef's Gerson the Brisa was Kasher. He did not Gairus Karev. So, Trashi. Get Kareach Sharav Shiva, Kalebet Sharav Shiva, that has sevenfold. Akam Achoykin Bananas, Rabbi Kiva. Shiva Shlevet. Avat Kasher, Gesina Bananas. Rabbi Yosef Masni, Bemilson, the Rabbi Zeira, Amar Abba Bar Shilta. Avuk Sharav Gimu Veidu Shnayim. Eim Ashlim Malavon. Kasher. Not Karev, but Kasher. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Papa. Tani Kasher we did. Amar Rav Yechon. Lo yuchshuru bai ela eid erev Karev v'vad. We don't want more than one non-kosher aid on this. So if there's six folds and five kosher aidim, you can fill them with a sixth puzzle. Regardless if you hold like bananas or a bekiva, you'll pick your puzzle. But you cannot have two non-kosher aid I'm going to get.
Everyone agree?
That's what Rabbi Eichon is saying. Correct. Puzzle. Only one. Eid echad karav buvad. I have a trade line. Why? Duma asil lekumi betray kraven b'chad kosher. When they do the kiyum haget, by a get mekusher, they have to validate three signatures. So you have seven signatures here. And you have to validate three of them. Now, we'll take our chances that one of the three is not a kosher eid, but we have two kosher eidim, which is really the requirement biblically. So now, if you're going to allow more than one puzzle, and you're only validating three of the signatures, you don't have to validate all seven. You only have to validate three. Maybe you're going to pick two psulim, and it's not a valid get. So in order to accommodate, I have to be able to explain. Let me try to explain. The main takana the main halach of star is two adam. By Mekusher, they insisted on a third. We had a machloikis, can the third be a karev or a kusher? But if we allow a karev, what we're really saying is, biblically, I only need two. Rabbanu required a third. He doesn't have to meet the bar. So when we approve this star, when we validate it, and we bring it to Bezin, and we validate three signatures because it's a Mekusher, it doesn't bother us if one is a relative. As long as two are kosher. Now, when people tie it's mezuyav, we do kiyum aget.
We only have one kosher
for this. Again, there's three adam. We allow one karev. That means there's two kosher. So when somebody comes and claims this is mezuyav, the husband claims, I never wrote this get, it's forged. We validate signatures. That's what we learned at Dab Gimel, that we validate signatures. Dab Beis. Right? We validate signatures. So now, as long as we validate two kosher ones, we're good to go. Because we allow the third one to be puzzled. But what happens if there's four signatures and two are puzzled? And then we validate three of the four. We might be validating two non-kosher items.
When do you validate?
When the husband comes 5 years later and he says it was forged.
The first two have to be good, don't they?
Again, two have to be good.
The first two.
That's the Gemara is going to discuss. You're not going to let,
no, no,
let the Gemara do its thing.
I'll look ahead. The first two.
You made that up.
But every get, the first two have to be good.
Every get, all of them have to be good. Okay, so let's, you know, this is why we're learning Gemara. So we can see what the Gemara has to say. Zuck the Gemara. I will trade loy, Dilma Asil Akuma betray Grave of Echad Kosher. But because you have a question, I'm not going to learn the Rashi, I go weiter. Amr Avashi Masnitsa Nabi Daika. The Kamadalik Vitani Chad Chad. And the Bride said that 7 and 6, 6 and 5, 5 and 4. It didn't say 7 and 5. It always had one empty. Shmamina. Amr Abaya. Shmamina. From this halacha we can learn. High Karev Chasim Iboy Bein Betchila, Bein Beemza, Bein Besaif. That this puzzle can sign anywhere. He does not have to sign last. He can sign first. He can sign in middle. He can sign in end. Because it didn't say that the karev has to sign at the end. It said you can have one karev. He can be the first. He can be the second. He can be the third. He can be the fourth. He can be anywhere. Also, you see, shmaminam mikol plus mikaminan, that we don't have to approve three consecutive signatures. Any three is good enough, because Levin and Ritzufim, these are good items, Levin and Ritzufim, if you would need consecutive, say that the karev has to be between two kosher. And therefore, you can always have two kosher, wherever you start, you'll have two kosher. Put the karev in a certain place, and do three signatures that include two ksherim. The lecture may tuva. It's a raya that the karev can sign anywhere, and you can approve anywhere. We don't want to make kiyum star as difficult. And therefore, any three is good enough, and the karev can sign anywhere. So we have to make sure there's no two krivim, because if there's two krivim, you might be approving two krivim. Rashi. Okay, Zuck to Rashi. I'm sorry?
Now we can do Rashi.
Now we can do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, by Hukshru by a Kireach, the mistake Sharim, a Mashleman by Snake Kraven. We don't allow two Kraven. Echa Karb, Echa Kasher. I feel like a Suma by Kwa Gimel Ksherim. Even if you have three Ksherim and you have two more folds, you can't have two Kraven. Dilma Asa Lakuma Hayayim Ulamakar today or tomorrow, in Nikral of Irur, if people, the husband will claim it's a forged get, the Paisley, be Viul Lebezin, the Aina Aidim Befenendo, and the Aidim aren't here. The Avayu Edim Nashuk. You know what happens? 10 years later, when their husband claims forgery, the Edim aren't here. We have people come in. Shiakiru Shalosh Menachasim Saglolu. They recognize three of the signatures. V'kaimu B'kach. And that's how you validate again. We might not be able to validate only two kreivim in one kosher. 10 years later, Bethan has no idea who these datum are. We have to be kaimube and psula, and they'll be validating again without kosher datum. Masnisa nami daika. Hak brayse the tonic sharof shiva veidum shisha sharof shisha veidum chamisha. Lo yistamet the tonic b'chad minayu shtei krochus. The brayse never slipped and said two open spaces. Then sharof chamisha veidum shloisha. Shma mina lo pligiba. We wouldn't argue about that. That's a lekarav le miskasher. We wouldn't use a karav, yes. We're not. So really, you only have to be Mekayim two. That's what I'm saying. You can't have more than one fill in puzzle. No, the other ones have to be there. No. Yeah, the other ones have to be there. Yes. Yes.
Only one person doesn't.
Correct. Correct. The Kabbalah B'tani Chaypchad, Tzoyinuch B'chad Sereidim and Aksharim Echad Echad, goes down one at a time. The whole Diluk V'Diluk Shemonim Mishnah Seidim. And every skipping that it says in our Brisa, I don't know why it says the Mishnah. The Diluk Ela Echad B'miyin Aksharim, it only picks, it skips one. 5 to 6 to 5, 5 to 4. Shemamina, Hay Karim Chasim, Bein B'Pchila Kaidim L'Ksherim, Bein B'Mtsoy, Bein B'Saifoy. How do I know that? Milo Kabbalah Malkim Lovim Karkim Maslisim. The Mishnah did not insist on a certain one. Ushmamina, Bidulai Kavim Malkim, since it didn't set aside, Shmamina, the whole Gitnuk Shtaras Mukshar, Mayetim, the best Mahoy, Achsim, Sayyidim, the Kaimai, any Shtar Makushar, right away, you can have a Shtar Makushar of money too, if you want to write one. Mikol Tlasa Sadin Chasimi Bey, any three witnesses that are signed, Shiakiru Eide Ashukas Chasim Vasim, Mekamina Le Legita, we're Mekayim again. Now, Filim of Uzarim, even they're scattered. Kigan. If Yeshba Yud Edom, you have a get with 10 Edom. Even a not a get Makusher. But even a, we know it's a get Makusher. But Edi Ashuk Makirim Etzav Harishon Vashlishi Vachamishi. They recognize 1, 3, and 5. The Levinas Yakir Rishon Shlishi Ritzufim. They do not have to recognize 1, 2, and 3. The Yisam Gadai Tachmin and Ritzufim, if you have to recognize 1, 2, and 3, why is only one karev kosher? We said we're afraid you'll validate two krivim. Say that the krivim have to sign in a certain place. Either before the two kosher ones, and every three, one should be a karev, and the next two should be kosher. Or say that the karev has to sign in the middle of two. Then kasher karev kasher v'chein la'ilam. Say that the puzzle has to be either the first of the three, the middle of the three, or the last of the three. In every three, and I'll know that I have to be mekayim two ksherim. I'll know which one might be the puzzle. It might be the first. Because if you have a conveyor there, it might be the middle of your conveyor there, it might be the last of your conveyor there. What? If we would allow, if we would insist on three consecutive, then we would be able to set up a situation that you never have more than one karev. We'll insist that a karev sign in a certain place. Since we let you be mekayim any three, we can't insist that he sign in a certain place, so it won't help us. The lichtshu may crave him tuba. The lechila mechus, you don't have to be afraid. Dilma asa lekume b'shnei crave him v'chad kasher. The mishkaka shnei crave him v'chol gibur v'tzufim. You'd never have two crave him and three consecutive. Shei lech b'shnei crave him, so you have to be shir b'neim. There would always be two kasher in between two crave him. El b'dloi ashkech takan til asham b'shnei crave him b'kvi esmakim. Since Chazal did not say, sign your crave him at a certain place, shmami no lebinu v'tzufim. Obviously, they don't insist on Ritzufim for Kiyam Ashtar. So the Farshim asks, so why didn't Chazal say you have to be Mekayim Ashtar with three consecutive? The answer is, they didn't want to make Kiyam Aget hard. Kiyam Aget is very difficult. You're talking about 10 years later, the husband walks in and says it's forged. The Edom aren't around, it's 10 years later. Heretic, you have to find people to recognize signatures. Now, if you're going to insist on three consecutive signatures, you just made the job much harder. Chazal don't want to make the job harder. So therefore, they didn't insist. And therefore, they said you can't use more than one karav. Because they didn't want to insist on making Tiyam Ashtar hard, that's what I'm first learned. They allowed any three. And since they allowed any three, they decided not to allow more than one karav. Because they were so interested in not making life difficult for the lady who has to get her get validated. Now, Bisman Hazeh, I want you to know, the Bisman Hazeh, it's not a problem. But they do it again today. They write the get. They give the get to the lady. Either they do it right there, or they send it to Africa, wherever the lady's located. And there a bezin gets it, and it's given in front of the bezin. Right? Or even before they send it, I'm sorry, before they send it. The bezin where the get is written, there's three people, and the Edom say in front of them, this is our signature. So it's a validated get before it's handed over. There is a bezin there at the time of the writing it again. They validated it at the time of the get. They didn't have a bezin always when they wrote a get.
It can't.
It's a validated get. There's a bezin that validated these signatures. And they signed. We heard the Edom say this is their signature, and they signed their name. My first job at a get is I was at a bezin. I was 15 years old. They called me, would I be a bezin on a bezin for a kiyum get? So I was there. They ate him. That was their first get I ever watched. That was Doc, my friend Doc. And she was there, and he was there. They had a get. And after the get, they ate him, said in front of me and two others, I was the youngest, whoever the Masada Gittin was and two others, that they recognized their signatures. And there was a paper there that we heard the validation of the star, and I signed. I was one of the three signatures. That's what they do today. What?
It's real life stuff.
It happens here. You can ask, you could come watch one. I mean, Bernstein does get
it. No, Cohen.
Why can't you watch again? Since when can a Cohen not watch again? Again, it's not a Levaya.
Why is two laws more difficult than a stranger? Why is it harder to find them?
It's harder to find people to be making consecutive signatures. So this, by allowing non-consecutive, you can't put a place for the psulim. If you would have consecutive, you could insist that there be one karav in every three. And therefore, you can have multiple krivim, because you're going to be mekayim three consecutive.
Why did they allow krovim at all?
Because the get was... The truth is, they allowed it because it was only drabonim, so they decided to allow certain psulim to sign. According to Yaitu, so they didn't allow crime. According to one, that's the third. But the fourth, the fifth, they could be crime.
Because it's a rabbonim, they allowed probing.
Again.
So what?
Again. Really, this get needs three signatures. The reason we have a fourth is that 10 years from now, people shouldn't say that the get was puzzled. So to eliminate that, they allowed Krivim or Psulim or whatever. We don't really need his testimony.
I know, but it just invites problems.
It doesn't invite any problems once you know the halacha. Yeah. You're learning the sugya now. So every sugya invites problems. Right. But once we paskin it, there's no problem. I once saw a tshuva from Satmar Rebbe that somebody wrote about a certain shayla. He doesn't want to get involved in that. He doesn't want to stick his head between the two mountains. You know. So the Satmar Rebbe said, I don't see mountains, because the Pesach already said this way. Somebody came and flattened the mountains. That's his lashon. I didn't see any mountains, because the Arach, he wrote it, Arach HaShulchan came and flattened the mountains. He passed them. Exactly.
Today are you allowed to have a...
We don't do get mekusher anymore.
No, not just the get mekusher. Do you have to have a basin over there to verify that it's a good get?
We do. I told you. I just said that's what they do today.
That's what they do today. Can you
can you not do? You have to have it.
Again, there are always circumstances that you might have to be simach on the halacha as it expands. I don't know. Right? I just read recently that there's this guy that the mafia is out to get in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to kill him, but he was afraid to show up to Bezin because he might not make it out of Bezin because the mafia was out to kill him because he owed them money. So, and his wife wanted a divorce because Nebuch, she was stuck with her husband that's hiding somewhere in some hole because he's afraid of the mafia. So they arranged that he come to a hideout, and they changed the location 6 times till he showed up and authorized the writing it again. Now, I don't know what they did at that writing it again. I wasn't there. I don't know all the details. So maybe they were there. They didn't do exactly all the chumras that we do. I don't know that they did or didn't. That's why they get paid the big bucks to be the Dayan of an Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. But all I know is that this is the way we do it regularly. We try to avoid any halachic shailas. We don't have any conditions in get. We don't, all those fears that we don't have it. Because we're not looking for trouble. Now, you can have situations where you might have to go with the basis. Not have every chumra that we have today. I don't know. I don't know who is getting well enough. I don't know the practical who is getting. I watched a few, and that's all I can tell you.
Isn't it a better idea not to get involved with the mafia?
Not to get involved. Yeah, it's a much better idea not to get involved with the mafia. Yes. The poor guy. He obviously, they're really out to get him. Don't think about it. He probably didn't know he was getting involved in the mafia. He borrowed money and that he didn't have to pay back, and they let him know that they have ways of collecting or not collecting. He also in the comment of Ami Amalei Teva Hashem Baruch Evan Menashev. He paskened like bananas. He said you don't need a karev. It's okay to have an Evan. Rashi Kassel the comment of Ami get the kusher. So his mula Adam the minion sharaf. They did not have enough Adam. And it has to be done before you give it. Here's the Rashi. The Achronim are bothered with the word ha-cipher. What do we need to cipher here? He's finished. The Adam should be here before the other one signs, because they all have to sign together. But what do we need to cipher? So some take it out. So it's Shver Rashi. I mean, Shver for us to understand. Amalekim bananas, keini ikru shesu gizu, lish matiya kein. Rashi said, this is not the way I heard Chat in the Sugya. This is my Chat in the Sugya. This is not the way I heard it. This is, I don't know what Rashi means. I heard it like my Rebbe, or this is my Rebbe's interpretation. He said, Velesh Matia Kain, I did not hear it this way. It's whole Sugya. Ella Kibiurus Bekundris Mayri Azakin. So it means either I heard it like my Rebbe, but I have a different chat, or I didn't hear it this way, but this is the shot of my Rebbe. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Either way, Rashi's saying, I shot take my shot. Obviously, there were different shots from this Gemara.
Rebbe, the way Rashi's learning is, could be not what his Rebbe said? No.
It could be, yeah. Sometimes he disagrees with the Gemara with his Rebbe.
So why would he say that his Rebbe said differently?
He's honest. Rashi's an honest man. He was honest. He could. I don't know why I'm not bothered by that.
So every other time he doesn't say this, that means he's learning just like his Rebbe.
Pashtas, yeah. Again, I'm not sure what Rashi means. I am saying my Rebbe's shot, or I'm not saying my Rebbe's shot. I'm not sure. Hadra lo chazayrek. I'm a garis this ishtai. The guy divorces his wife. He says you can marry everybody but one. We don't know if it's condition or chutz, and that's what the Gemara is going to talk about. And we'll continue tomorrow and have a wonderful day.